Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Thank you so much, Professor. We are taking your calls. You can talk to us directly there. What does it mean to be dead in sin, man? Simple, straightforward. What does it mean to be dead in sin? And, Mayaki, I'm looking at the word here in John 6:53. Then Yahusha said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." In other words, unless you are born again, you have no life in you. Unless Christ lives in you, you are dead in sin. Even if ukhonze inkonzeni yabazalwane. Mayake.
To the ma. Firstly, before I touch on this one, I just kindly want to also add on what Professor was saying.
Yes.
Right. Looking at the seasons, you know, because I believe that, or I've learned that nature speaks. We don't just have the season for nothing. Everything is made for a purpose. Mm. So let's put it this way, to say, let's say the sun is the light, and the light we can synonymously say it's Abaya, right? Yeah. And then we have now a season called summer, mm. right? So it becomes a sunny season. Mm. And then the opposite of summer would be winter. Mm. So now, let's look at a fig tree. Repone the difference of the fig tree when it is summer and when it is winter.
Mm.
So, which means, speaking of the prodigal son moves away from the light, from the father, mm. and he goes to eat with pigs.
Mm.
So, during the summer season, the son would move away from the, let's say, the southern hemisphere, and it goes further away,
mm.
right? Now, when you look at the tree, what would happen to the tree? Let's take, for instance, Carisa perekisi, or a fig tree.
Mm.
It will no longer have leaves.
Yeah, it will wither. The leaves will wither. Yes.
So it withers. It's like it is dead, mm. because there's no light.
Yes.
There's no... It's a season of barrenness. It's a season of, it's like a wilderness.
Mm.
But when the return of summer comes, it starts to blossom, mm. and it becomes fruitful again. So that is now an example for us to see, to say, look at it. When we are in the presence,
yeah.
and we are in alignment, mm. then we become fruitful. But when we move away from the presence, we become like that tree that is barren, and it's sixfomolapi, look.
Mm.
So I just wanted to make that point. The story of the prodigal son, I always look at it that it's also a teaching about the seasons. You can also relate it to the seasons.
Mm.
To that.
Mm.
Now,
mm.
We have to understand about the scripture that you just mentioned, John 6:53. Who brings resurrection? Who is the savior? We cannot be able to save ourselves.
Yeah.
We need HaMashiach to come and to pull us. That is why he went to take the keys.
Mm.
Well, I want to yes. conquer death. Yeah, last week it was a topic about death. So he's conquered death. And now, to prove to you and me, to say, we have one who's the firstborn who rose from the dead. And if we, when we allow him, when we go according, when we accept him, when we follow him and going according to the word that he comes to speak to us, then there is everlasting life.
Mm.
So now, hence, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood,
yeah.
you have no life in you. So we need to accept him because he is the one who is seated at the right hand of the Father. Mm. He is the deliverer.
Yes.
So that is why we need him. So we are in a state of slavery. We are in a state that is sinful, which we have the desires that lead us astray. But now when he says we need to stay in his word, when he says, me and my Father are one, or I come in the name of the Father, these are the attributes that he shows, Kure. There is that oneness between me and Eli the Father. There's that alignment between him and the Father. So now, we need to also join into this oneness. So it is like it's like two people that are in one understanding. Husband and a wife, for instance, that says, okay, we want to buy a house, and they come and they agree, this is the house that we're going to buy. So there's that oneness, there's that unity between the two. So by being in that state, then it means keep that oneness, and hence he says also, a house divided cannot stand. Mm. So when we are moved from him, it means we are divided, and therefore we cannot stand, which means we cannot have eternal life. So we need his word to be able to be a guide to us. So we need salvation. Mm. And that salvation can come through one person and one person only. So, as we said, the condition is not a physical, but it's a spiritual death that we had. Which means now, when we turn back, when we are to repent, when we are to seek him, the prodigal son who realizes to say, hey, where I am now, I'm eating with pigs. Hmm. Yes, I left that which is good. My father, where he is, he has everything and the bona. Because of my disobedience, so now I need to turn back, and he goes back to his father. So now, which means when we move from this darkness, it is when we no longer dead in sin, but we now find life. When spring starts to come in, what happens? The sprouting of the leaves again. Mm. Now we are going towards summer, where fruits now are found.
Mm.
Tuda.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is implied by the concept of being dead in sin? What does it imply? What does it imply? If we can know that, I know then the way of redemption will be known. But we should know this and define it quite clearly as to what it is. What does it mean when the word says, I am dead in sin? When the word says we are dead in sin, what does it imply? 0826572729, you can drop us a voice note. And you can also send us a WhatsApp text. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What are some of the things that would show that a group of people, whether it's a ministry or a church or a denomination, are wallowing in being dead in sin? What are those things which would be indicative of such?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Pila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and then also talking to Baruch Yah. We are touching base on the very issue of being dead in sin as to what it means, what it implies. Now, much of the times I know many people are afraid of talking about this one, very much afraid, because they would sound judgmental. According to today's terms, they would sound better than thou and all that. And so they would be afraid to speak about the notion of actually being dead in sin. And sometimes you would find that there are sins that we allow, and many people wallow into this. Even though they come to church, they still serve, but they are dead in sin. And I spoke about these things earlier on as to what they are, in most common senses, what these are. And I'm telling you, people are afraid of touching this because they think they might lose members. They think they might lose friends, you know. There's so much at stake that people are considering before talking this truth. And I understand. I understand. You know, the fathers, you know, Christ speaks about the cowardly, you know, so I understand as to what is happening. Anyway, let me bring this to you again, Professor. When we look into 2 Corinthians, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ compels us," something that I was talking about right now. "The love of Christ compels us because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died." Which means, therefore, we don't need to die in sin, for Christ already has died for our sins. Something we should know. We can't stay in the death of sins. I don't know, you'd hear people singing a song, "Impana, Impana," and they would be caught up in that song, "Impana," until Mutu Allah. I don't know if you've seen people breaking pulpits and stuff and stuff. You know, "Impana." No, no, check it out. The Easters are coming. Drama is going to start. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you again, my brother, for that. It is a huge challenge because we do not acknowledge the work of the cross. We do not acknowledge what Yahushua already did for us. You read a verse where it says he already died for all, then all died. But we still want to go and die in the situation where we've been taken out of. And when these seasons come, which are the seasons of Easter, and we think now we can try to be righteous by maybe coming to church and do those demonstrations that we are now confessing, we are repenting. And you find that it's just a stance for a day, and then afterwards we go back to our old life. I think there is a huge problem, mostly with us, the problem of not understanding what God did when he brought Christ. Not understanding what happened when he was crucified, not understanding that we no longer have to carry the burden of sin. We no longer have to live in that state of sin because someone had come and took us out of that situation. So if we allow the sin nature to bind us, it's not because God has not done the work. It's because we choose to live in that situation. It's not that we are not given power over sin, particularly when we have received him.
as the Lord and Savior, we receive power, we receive strength that we can say no to sin. But when we live in it and die in it, there's something in us that says we don't understand what happened. We don't understand. We don't take the word of God for what the word is. We don't take the strength and the power that is in the word and what God has said. And in verse 17 of the same book that you read, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So this is a concept that is a foreign and not understood by us. What does it mean when you say someone is in Christ? So it means that person can no longer be controlled by outside influences, can no longer be ruled by the flesh, can no longer be ruled by what the system of the world does, because you are in the house called Christ. You are now the new creation. So your life is expected to believe within the boundaries of Christ, within the word of God, the control of the Holy Spirit. So when it says the old has passed away, behold, all things have become new, we need to know what is it that has passed, what is it that has come new, what has the cross done for me that I am able to live this kind of a life where God says everything has become new. So failure to understand that makes us to live in sin and think that sin still has power over us, whereas it no longer has power over us. We can speak, we can take a decision, we can rise above the situations that we find ourselves at, we can speak to the negativity that comes to us because we have been empowered by being in Christ. And I normally make this illustration that someone who is in the house and protected by the walls of the house, how can he be influenced by the winds outside? How can he experience the cold that is outside? It means there's something about that person that says he has taken himself outside of the house. We can't be in Christ but still influenced by the outside conditions. So this is where the misunderstanding and the lack of understanding is, not knowing what the Bible says when it says one died for all, then all died. So if he died for me, that means I am no longer alive in sin, but I'm alive in Christ. I now have to live by the jurisdiction and the laws of God, which are talking about me being ruled by the Spirit of the Most High. I'm no longer dead. And I'm drawn back to the book of Ezekiel 37, where you spoke about the dry bones. And this is a real situation that we find where God was speaking to this prophet and says, what do you think would happen to these bones? Will there be life again? So if a person is looking at himself as those dry bones and no longer thinks that there is the grace of God that can come into that situation, that person has given up, that person is dead in sin and does not think that there could be anything that could come in his or her situation and the Spirit of God can breathe again in that situation. So we live most of our life thinking the bones that we see, the experiences that we are going through will not pass, and we can no longer get out of those situations. So we live like Ezekiel looking at this bones and say, I'm not even sure whether there will be life after this, or we are these dry bones that are hopeless because we don't think that the grace of God is able to take us out of those situations. We die in those situations, we die in those sins, and when I can't help myself out of that temptation, I think God is unable. Brother Baruki had spoke about this earlier on. He said, who is supposed to help us? Who is the helper? Who is the redeemer? Who is the savior? We must know that we cannot help ourselves. When we are dead in sin, there is a helper. But we need to take ourselves to the helper. We need to call. When we need a friend, we must call. When we find ourselves stuck in situations, we must call. When we think sin is overwhelming us, we must call. Because we cannot help ourselves, but God is able to help us. Even these dry bones, when the prophet says, I don't know, Lord. But he was giving authority back to God, that what God wants to do, as long as my heart is open to the move of God, God will be able to help me. So we are not expected to die in sin if we are the children of the Most High, because there is a helper. There is the Holy Spirit. We just have to open our hearts, our minds and surrender all unto God, and we will see these bones living again. You spoke again about the prodigal son moving from the wilderness, moving from the pigs, coming back to the father. So it's a matter of decision that we are taking ourselves from the dead, and we are bringing back, we are bringing ourselves back to God, because we know there is a helper. So we need to know what God has done on the cross for us not to live in the state of sin, that we may be defined by that environment of sin.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And the question is, what does it mean to be dead in sin? What does it imply to be dead in sin? You can talk to us directly.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Silby to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Waruna, thank you so much. Saying on the WhatsApp, evening, Pastor Ray, to be dead in sin is to be spiritually blind, hardened. Just like Pharaoh, living an ungodly life and have fallen into a deceiving spirit. That is what Waruna is saying. Waruna, I really, really appreciate. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
The South African government is implementing various interventions to reduce poverty and assist vulnerable groups in our communities. To date, over 9.7 million children in more than 21,000 schools depend on the school nutrition program. More than 8.5 million South Africans are recipients of the Social Relief and Distress Grant, whilst more than 3 million indigenous households receive either free water services or free electricity from their respective municipalities. To apply for these free basic services, please contact your nearest municipality or your nearest SASSA office. Building and transforming the economy. A message brought to you by Government Communications.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And let's listen to Rato. Rato, good evening.
Good evening, Muruti Ray and the speakers for this evening.
Thank you.
A wonderful topic again.
Glory to the Father.
So I'm just looking at the book of Ephesians, where Paul writes about being made alive with Christ in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. And this brought me to many youth today. I mean, I'm speaking in terms of them because I'm in that age group.
Yes.
Where we take lightly when We do not do the basic things of life. Meaning, understanding the deeper meaning of the Ten Commandments. Those Ten Commandments are the basis of this verse that I just read in Ephesians. Especially the commandment of honor your father and your mother, because it tells us once you do that, you will live a long, fulfilled life in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. So if you do not follow this commandment, and then you do the opposite in life, you do not obey your parents, you will live a regretful life when it's time for you to bury them. Because once they're alive, you do not obey them, you do not respect them, whether katsela tsa hao. And then once they have passed on, that's when you live in regrets, saying, I should have, I could have. And then that is you going to the graveyard. So it's very important to understand, Hore, God is the one that saved us by his grace, especially when we believe. And we are God's masterpiece.
Yes.
So God is so rich in mercy. He loves us so much. Even though we were dead because of our sin, he's the one that gave us life. And when he raised Christ from the dead, it is only by God's grace that we have been saved. So it's very important to start with obedience, and not just obeying God or Jesus Christ. But it also starts with your surroundings, respecting people around you. And that is my take on the topic for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rato. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. I am learning quite a lot from you. Believe you me, I am really grateful.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Mam Maureen, hopefully you won't be singing tonight.
Good evening, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you.
Greetings to you. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ. And I also greet the people that you are with. And I greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Come on.
You are speaking about being dead in sin. You know, I'm listening to others, but I cannot mention Gutu. Who was talking about that? Look, akhulumile. Brother Ray, ngiyalidla izwi kakhulu, ngiyalifunda izwi kakhulu. Somebody spoke something and yet it is not true. You know, my brother in the Lord, you know, when you are dead in sin, you will speak something that is false. You will never speak what is written in the Bible. You know, I've heard someone saying something about somebody in the Bible, about someone in the Bible, and yet it is not truth. It is not the truth that is in the Bible. The person that was speaking, he was speaking about somebody, ukuthi kwenzakale kanje nakanje akanje. Let me just tell you, ukuthi the person was wrong. He even mentioned the name of that woman. The woman that he was speaking about, it was a Samaritan woman whom Jesus Christ asked water from that lady. So yeah, now he's speaking about the name Yomuntu or wrong, because of the name that he mentioned, it was the woman who helped Caleb, two spies who were sent by Joshua to spy the land that God has promised the children of Israel. So the story that this person speaking about, it's not that woman, it's a Samaritan woman who heard the word of God, Jesus Christ. Then he went to other people, wabatshela ngoJesus Christ. Yes, I am not there. So you know, my brother in the Lord, when you are not in awe of God, you will never speak what is written in the Bible. You will speak hearsay. Yazi kuhle ukuthi udle iBhayibheli ukuze kubonakale ukuthi ngempela you are a chosen one of God. Here is the way that I am bringing to contribute ukushare ukuthi uma simesaba uNkulunkulu, we will not be dead in sin. So here is the way that I am bringing Psalm chapter 4. I'll start to read from verse 2. How long will you people insult me? How long will you love what is worthless and go after what is false? Yabona uma usaya usakhuluma amanga, usakhuluma lokho okungasiqiniso, meaning that you are dead in sin. Umuntu makazihlole yena ngaphakathi ayenze i-introspection ukuthi ngempela I am saying what is written in the Bible. I am saying what I have heard ngomfundisi or ngomuntu bekafundisa. So if you do zonke lezinto eziphambane nezwi likaNkulunkulu neqiniso likaNkulunkulu, that person is dead in sin. Verse 3, it remember that the Lord has chosen the righteous for his own, and he hears me when I call to him. You know, when you are not dead in sin, when you start to pray or when you start to do what uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ukwenze, God hears your prayer. Bese yenzani? Aphumelelise the plan that you have planned. Ngani ngoba? You are a righteous one of God. Verse 4, tremble with fear and stop sinning. Think deeply about this when you lie in silence on your bed. Offer the right sacrifices to the Lord and put your trust in him. You know, my brother in the Lord, when you are not in awe of God, uma ungemasabi uNkulunkulu, you'll say whatever you want to say, you'll do whatever you want to do, ngani ngoba awumesabi uNkulunkulu. You know, thina siyamsaba uNkulunkulu. That is why sometimes I keep silence, ngithule ngithi yazi ukuthi I don't want to hurt other people. Mhlawumbe ngizothi ngithi ngiyakhuluma kanti angikhulumi zona. Mina engithanda ukukusho yilokho okubhalwe encwadini. And when you have the Spirit of God, uNkulunkulu uyakurevealela the word that wena akuphelona ukuthi ushare lona. So if we are not in awe of God, uma singamesabi uNkulunkulu, sizokhuluma amanga, sizochubeka nokukhuluma amanga, sizochubeka nokusho izinto eziphambane nani nezwi likaNkulunkulu ngani ngoba you are not in awe of God. When you are in awe of God, you'll never be dead in sin. So masiyenzeni oku right. Uyazi liyasho izwi lithi remember that the Lord has chosen the righteous for his own. It's verse 3. And he hears me when I call to him. When we call upon umasibiza uNkulunkulu ngani ngomba we are in awe of him. Yena uyasizwa ukuthi ngempela nangu lo engimchoosele engimbizile. Like I have said ukuthi ngempela wachoose uMoses. Babona ukuthi umsebenzi umningi waka Moses wathi choose other men. Mina the spirit that esukuwe I will give it to the I will take that little spirit ngifakekele kulabantu wena oba choosele. So uma singamesabi uNkulunkulu we are dead in sin. Thank you very much. Good evening my brother in the Lord.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you ma'am and I just can't remember who is this person who was talking about somebody who did something in the Bible who is a woman who rescued the spies. I don't remember who spoke about that. But I am happy. Yeah, no. She says there's someone who spoke about Raham in a wrong way on the show. But I did speak
of Raham.
I remember that, but I don't remember you saying what she said. You understand? I don't remember you saying what she said, but I appreciate that today. Absolutely. I appreciate that today she has at least not sung and stuck to the word, and I appreciate that.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, let's speak to Mr. Felix.
Molo molo mre
molo
tatu re
molo dad
na bo bonga ba ba le ba bo tsi ba ho pota potileng ke ba dumelise ka lebitso la mre na Jesu Kriste.
Thank you.
Omre a ke tsebe or ke hutlile hantle or ke tshwara hantle wa bona potso ye le botsang ye hore na o shwela sebenki ntho e jwang ka po o shauna le sebi andazindi ibambe kanjalo ya bona dada ndibambe ngongathi nibuza umbuzo uthi kucho ukuthini or kucho kanjani ukufela esonweni andithi omre abantu abangakholwa kuYesu Kristu andithi ngokakakholwa akathembelanga kuNkulunkulu so unesono uma silomuntu lo so nxa kaswelekayo usweleke nesona ndithi
dad
umuntu ongakholwayo umuntu ongathembiyo umuntu ongathandaziyo mari mazi uThixo yabona unesono lo muntu lo uzosweleke njalo so nxaka nosweleke njalo usweleke nesono uswelekele esonweni yabona dadhe ngoba akakholwa akathembi akathandazi yabona dadhe intshumayelo akayiva uyashumayezwa akeva yabona dadhe ufaro namadoda ayohamba nabo bafa benesono bafela esonweni uJudas Iscariot yathi akagqiba ubona ukuthi uyenze imposo akazanga yocela ixolo wavele wazibulala wafela esonweni la madoda ayihamba ayibambe uSamson emsutla pha uSamson ngalala ngoSamson kabamba ipilar eziyi-2 or ezingaphi ezapilar ebezibamba pha. Aba bantu bebezodlala ngoSamson ngela xesheni.
Mm.
Babe senza isona babantu abaya. Bafela esonweni. So mna andazi ke noba ndiyibamba kakuhle le ndaba lombuzo noba ndiwuphendule ngendlela e-right. Kodwa ufelo sonini kukungakholwa kukungathembi ngoba
yeah.
Ngoku Yesu naye Mose uthi abavumayo nibabhaptize kusho ukuthi abangavumiyo ke basetyaleni and bazawuswelaka benelo tyala bazawuswelekela kwelo tyala elo uyabona tata andazi noba ndikubambe kakuhle mreyi marke hayi loko taka itshwara hantle potso yi marke ke nahana hore sena ke senahana ke swane sebe ga uthi motho swetse mo sebeng zezi ndizithethile utata danki tata uray danki pa danki kuyabonga ndiyalibona tata bye
enkosi enkosi tata hayi no iphendule kakuhle tata hayi iphendule kakuhle hayi akunankinga uyiphendule kakuhle tata that's why I said when we started I'd like to hear your view and let my view not dictate the conversation because then we are not genuine. I'd like to hear your view. So if you give me your view, Mr. Felix, I'm able to see where we are. So I'm happy about that. I'm quite happy about that. To be as authentic as you have been. I appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Okay, Tulikwe.
Greetings, Pastor Ray and Professor. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To me, to be dead in sin is being away from the will of God.
Mm.
It's hoba hole le thato ya modimo because thato ya modimo ko re bohle ba finyelle pa go.
Yes.
And le a o tseba Christ jo le ka morana le bophulusi.
Exactly.
And because Jesus Christ, the Bible says he's the way, the truth and the life.
Mm.
If you have Jesus Christ, we have life. But if you don't have Christ, you are dead.
Mm.
The opposite of life is death.
Yeah.
That means you shwile unzo pila because you don't have the life.
Mm.
But we can only get the life through Jesus Christ, who is the life, and to be in the will of God so that all may be saved. Sikwazi ukuphila impilo efuna uNkulunkulu ukuthi sikubeke kwesenza intando yakhe. Siyamukela uJesu abe yinkosi nomsindisi empilweni zethu so that ukuphila kwethu akusese ukuphila okwasemhlabeni but sesiphilela kuChrist. The Bible says for me to live is Christ. So if we akuphila uChrist, it means ngifile, there's no life. But to live for me is Christ.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Tuli. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Thank you very much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You can send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. What does it mean to be dead in sin today? What does it mean to be dead in sin? And of course, we are touching base on this, the very issue. Now, let me bring this to you, Maachi. Now, when we talk about being dead in sin, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 speaks quite loud. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. When we continuously are living lives of sinning, we basically are professing death upon ourselves. It is a life of death. And being dead in sin is, means that we continue to live as we do, but in sin. we do not have the life of holiness and the cleansing power of the Most High through His blood, because we have negated this and are continuing on our own accords. Maachi.
Thanks to the Maach. It is absolutely true, Maach, that we have negated. Mm. And this verse that you just reading, let me link it with the one on in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 30, which I'll take it from 15, which says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, and death and destruction." So it's the contrast, the opposite of another, right? And then it says, "For I command you today to love Abba Yahuwah your Elohim, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commandments, decrees, and laws, and you will live and increase. And Abba Yahuwah will barak you in the land you are entering to possess."
Mm.
17 says, "But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and you are drawn away to bow down from idols and you worship them, I declare to you today that you will certainly be destroyed."
Hmm.
So, meaning that to be dead in sin, it's synonymous to being destroyed, which means we have rejected the commandments, the laws that have been put before us.
Hmm.
So we've been given the instruction to live by, but we have left, we've jumped the fence. Professor spoke of the fence, and when she spoke about it, it reminded me of Noah, right? Because Noah, the scripture tells us in the book of Genesis chapter number 6, he walked in righteousness. So there were people that were dead in sin, that were doing as they pleased, but he chose to walk in obedience. So which means the fence guards, protects. So you and me have got a responsibility for us not to die in sin. It is to protect the word and to live by it. And now when the flood comes, we see that he is saved. And that is exactly what his name is. To say his name is about the one, if I can literally or loosely translate it, is the one who has fenced the word.
Mm. All right. I don't know, but it looks like I have... are you still there, Mayachi? Okay. Professor, are you still there? Okay, I seem to have lost them. It happens on this. I don't know why, but it happens. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let us hear what you say on this issue, and of course, touch base with us and tell us, what does it mean? What does it mean to be dead in sin? That is what we are looking into. What does it mean to be dead in sin? We are talking about that, and we want to hear from you. What does it mean to be dead in sin? Right, and you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Lorraine Ronan Nord says, "Hello, can I get more information on this? I wonder what it is that you are talking about, but I think we are touching base on the issue of being dead in sin." Mayach, you are back. You can continue. Sorry about that.
Okay. I don't even know where I was.
You were towards the end.
Okay. Simply then, I was saying, when we speak of the Savior points us to the Father. The Savior's name is actually telling us and instructing us to say, when salvation is through our Father, so which means we have to be obedient to the word. That is why now we are no longer separated when we start to read the word, when we start to go according to His instruction.
Mm. Mm. All right. No, I appreciate. I really do appreciate, Mayach. I really do appreciate. Okay. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, Violet, thank you so much. Violet says, to die in sin, ribua ka motho ya kileng apoloswa, a khutlela dibeng tsa pele. Athe ya so kang apoloswa still has a chance of hearing the gospel and be saved. Hebrews 6 verses 4 onwards there. I get what you're saying. But even the one who has lost the way and comes back from prodigality has a chance. And Professor Buyisondes has touched on that on her second question. She really, really went deep into that on the second question. So it's not all is lost. You know, even those who have lost the way, we can bring them back. And the word says, blessed are those who bring back those who have been lost, for their sins will be forgiven. They shall shine like stars in the sky. Eh? It's a beautiful thing to note also that one.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM. Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Welcome back, Mam Maureen.
Greetings again, my brother.
Thank you, ma'am.
Here is the song that I would like to bring. In my heart, I am full of praising God. You know, when people can try to hinder you.
Yeah.
You know,
I know on these other shows, they have stopped you. I know very well. We will put you through. Let's take some calls. Hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Siyaphila kunjani, putwam? Ngiyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise bhuti wami.
Okay, ngiyabonga mfundisi nami ngibonga isikhathi sakho.
Awuzeke. Professor, let me give you also your closing remarks. Barukia has taken his. Now, I'm looking at 1 Timothy. But she who lives in pleasure, okay, it says, but she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. Proving that point I was saying. Is dead while she lives. When we continue to live in these pleasures. Let me give you 2 minutes just to conclude. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. So here it, the Bible tells us to be conscious about what we do as we live. Because here it speaks of someone who lives in pleasure while she is dead, thinking everything is still okay, simply because he is overestimating the issue of grace. That's another point that I wanted to put in here. And Paul is speaking about this very well, saying, shall we continue in sin just because we are under grace? So people will continue to live the way they want to live simply because they say God is gracious, God will still forgive them, whereas they continually drown in sin and they are dead in sin and they are using the issue of grace. And hence this verse that you are putting here, but she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. That's because we are overestimating the issue of grace and live our own life the way we want, outside of the will of God, outside of the word of God, which is something that we need to guard against. Let us not water down the issue of grace or abuse grace in other ways, and we use it wrongly and we continue living in sin. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
Blessings to you and your family. Also a blessing to our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you. Barukia, what do you say finally? Let me read this to you. It says, and I'm still in Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, have made alive together with him, having forgiven you all the trespasses. There is forgiveness. There is hope. And I want to say, okay, Uvus, my own brother, Vusmuz, Uti, good evening, Pastor Reyes Bong. To die in sin is to be a person or Christian who doesn't conform to the standards of this world. Angibonge mfundisi uVusi Nkosi. Vusmus, ngiyabonga bhuti wami, inkosi kubuse kakhulu, ngiyakuthanda kakhulu mfowethu. Mayahi, take your minute.
Yo, I got a question, Mayah.
Your closing remark.
Oh, my closing remark. Yes. Okay. What we're learning here is that what sin does to us, that sin actually separates us from our Father in heaven.
Yes.
So therefore, in order for us to live, we need to return back into walking in obedience. We need to read the scriptures and apply the word, apply what the word teaches us. Then therefore the word is able to give, to resuscitate us, to bring us back to life.
All right.
And then by us, we then get to live out from sin and from darkness into the light. Ahi, may it be well with you and your family. Greetings, and also to the Radio Pulpit family. Until we meet again, Professor Wilson Desi, always a pleasure, my sister, and may it be well with you and your family. Shalom to you all.
Tuda, and thank you so much. Blessings to you too, Professor, and your family. Thank you so much, and also to you, Barukia, and your family, till we talk again. Thank you to those who have been listening, to those who have been praying for the show. Thank you for being patient with us. We are going into the third hour, and that we call it Men's Dialogue. And of course, we are touching base on part two of what happened last week. And please, you know, listen to this and see what men are going through. And just to remind you, you know, on the 30th, it will be Men's Dialogue, and Men on Track will be there. About 50 of them will be there, so that they can actually help the people in Kangala, to the men in Kangala, to stand and be on track and march on. So it's been great. Professor, thank you so much.
My brother, blessings to you and your family, and Brother Baruch here, in the mighty name of Yahushua. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Tuda, thank you so much, Mayahi. Tuda.
Shalom, man. Tuda, ma. Shalom.
Auzege. And of course, Men's Dialogue is what we are doing right now as we go through Tuda.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.